Today is the 8th of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful day. So the bank holiday is over. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a very good day for me and my family. I even forgot to say Portsmouth on Saturday with Noel Robinson was absolutely amazing. I don't think you understand like how humbled I am with this whole experience and the whole opportunity that literally is coming my way. And so this week I want us to do something slightly different, and I'm going to explain slightly later within our worship, but we're going to continue in the line of worship and we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16 to 18. It says this: be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So precious and righteous Father, we thank you for being here right now. We thank you for being here right now. Give us a deeper appreciation and a more profound awareness of your presence today. May our lives reflect the joy you have given us by saving us by grace, and may our hearts always find its home in you. Through the name of Jesus, our Savior and friend. So this week I was preparing and I wanted us to reflect on God's holiness. And I thought what better way to do that than through our worship. Holiness is the state of being holy, and we understand that God is a holy God. And I want you to, this week with your worship, ask God to show you his holiness. Ask him to show you what holiness looks like, what holiness means. Because God is a perfect God. His love is a holy love. His mercy is holy mercy. And his anger and wrath are holy anger and wrath. His strength is holy strength. And his joy is holy strength. And so I want us to reflect on that in our worship this week. So this week is a very reflective week, because I want you to begin to see the holiness of God in every area of your life, and I want you to begin to see how holy God has been to you. I want you to see what holiness means and how perfect God is in your life. And I just want to worship to reflect His holiness. Yeah, yeah. Oh Lord, show us Your holiness. Show us what it means to be holy. We want to be in Your presence. We want to be surrounded by Your holiness, oh God. You are perfect in all Your ways, perfect in everything You do. You don't make a mistake, no You don't, oh God. Yeah, yeah. I want you in this moment to sing your own song, and I want you in this moment to understand just how holy God is. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1 verse 16, it says, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Who was and is to come. Holy, holy are You, God. Holy, holy are You, Lord. Yeah. Holy, holy is Your name, for there is none like You. There is none like You, Lord. Oh, mandarabase ke terebo shandarabase derebo shand, minderebo shakatarabase nde, ye ke terebo shandarabase nde, yendere yendere yendere, yeah yeah yeah, yeah yeah yeah. Yes, You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are majestic, oh God. Thank you.
We're forever chasing you. We're chasing your holiness. Holy, holy God. Holy, holy is your name. I am that I am. For you are holy. You are worthy.
Psalms 22, verse 3 says, yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. And I want you to believe today that as you reflect on His holiness, that God will call you out of darkness and bring you into His light. Yeah. Yeah. Because we are a chosen generation and we are royal priesthoods. And so as body of Christ, begin to reflect on how holy our God is and begin to reflect on His holiness in our lives, I believe that He's going to bring us out and take us in to His light and show us things that we never thought were imaginable. God is beginning to show some of us how big He is, how big our God is. And so, Heavenly Father, we want to thank You that You have called us out of darkness into Your marvelous light, and You have set us free from slavery to sin and released us from the bondage of fear. Father, we thank You for breathing the new resurrection life of Christ into our very being and for taking up permanent residence within our hearts. Lord, we want to be led by Your Holy Spirit, and we want to walk in spirit and in truth, and we want to live a godly life and to develop personal holiness. But we are not really sure of how to. And so, Lord, we come to you incomparable of being able to live a holy life ourselves, and we humbly ask that you would teach us to be holy and show us how you would have us live our lives. Open our eyes to see what you would have us do, and unblock our ears so that we may hear your still small voice. Give me, give us a teachable spirit to lean on all that you would teach us, because we know that in Christ, who is in our lives, we can do all things. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So the countdown is on to our worship breakfast. I am so excited for the 27th of May. Right now, as it stands, there are no more spaces left. But when one does become available, I will let you guys know so that you can snap that up. But until tomorrow, continue to stay in His holiness. Continue to reflect in His holiness. And my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. I love you. Stay blessed. Until tomorrow. Bye.